And we'll hear from John now. An interview conducted by Neil Boothman.
So I heard you just telling the girls in the FC lounge before that City played a high marshalling game. They push up forwards, and you were going to try and counter that.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you play anything different in this match to try and do that, or did you just make sure that they did the right things well?
We just made sure that first of all we kept it simple, and we played straight back to basics. On a pitch like this, it's hard to play good football,
yes,
which we like to do. So it was just making sure that we get a good first touch and we keep the ball and work it well, play the right passes. And, you know, that paid its purpose today in the way that we played.
Absolutely, yes. City did have lots of possession in that second half.
Yeah.
It was almost worrying at times. But the FC defence wouldn't have felt that sort of pressure, realistically.
No.
I mean, even in the drawn game against Oldham, that was sort of like a fairly even encounter.
Yeah.
Although a very bobbly, it's a very bouncy pitch up at AFC Oldham and where they played, but they were certainly pegged back in their own half.
They
did well.
They did really well. You know, that's one of the toughest encounters that we've come to up to date.
Yeah.
And the way that the girls adapted to that, and they stuck with City. Has got quality in that team.
Yeah.
And they've got loads of talent. And, you know, they worked us that second half.
Yeah, most notably their number 11, who most of their attacks came through down
great.
That left-hand wing.
Yeah, she wanted to get in the box and... And she had a good attacking mind.
Yeah.
But I thought Adora did brilliant at left back. She kept them quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't get much down this wing, did they? On the right hand wing, Adora and who was in front of her. Yeah, but they certainly kept them at bay. And the only avenue for attack they did have was their number 11 down their left hand wing.
And we took the chances, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough game. And second half at half time, it was just about getting us focused, keeping us simple, working hard, and we did that because we knew that they was going to come at us and they was going to put pressure on us.
Yeah.
But we handled that and we took the chances. When we got up in front of goal, we went and took the chances.
Yeah.
You know, I think we've hit the bar, the post, the keepers made a couple of great saves.
Yes.
But it's, you know, it's a great result for us, and you know, we plod on with that and take it into the next game, and and there we go.
Well, so a lot of crowd here watching a memorable and memorable victory for the FC Reds,
the
here for the women's team. Yeah, there was
absolutely
possibly maybe up over 200 people here today,
was,
at least.
I heard it was 209.
200.
Well, not where the nines come from, but
guess that was it, really. Yeah,
but
200
great.
And umpteen. We'll say that was the official attendance.
But you got Upper Mill Ladies next.
Yeah.
What? Same again.
Or
a bigger score this time, hopefully.
It's you know, we've got to take every game as it comes, and we've, you know, every game's going to be tough for us. So we've got to make sure that we're there and we're working hard and we're putting the same performance, because, you know, today they've shown that they're capable of competing, we know that. So it's just getting the basics right and making us crack on with the league.
Yeah,
and don't throw it away.
Thought Beth Tatsall down the wing, and certainly Liv Greenall in middle, was certainly a handful. They didn't seem to be able to know what they were doing today. They were all over them, certainly with Beth providing the goal for Amy Vias in the second one, which she stripped their player, just ran down the wing. Theirs was left looking for a fairy duster. They just had no idea where she'd gone, and Beth crossed it lovely, and Amy took a nice opportunity, as I think their keeper got slightly confused as to where the ball was going.
I mean, what we do with Beth is we tell her that, you know, to stay in that wide position when we've got the ball, and then when she gets the touch, to go and take them on a one-on-one, because, you know, I fancy it on a 1v1 with any fullback.
Yeah.
You know, because like you said, she's got the pace to knock it on and beat them, and she's putting a great ball in there. But it was a great effort by everyone. It was superb.
Were any of the substitutions caused for any reason, or were they just the normal sort of, like, maybe fatigue and just changing things up?
Amy Vice was getting a little bit tired on her own, so we put Shelby on for a bit of fresh legs up top.
Yeah.
Beth Tattersall obviously got cramped up a lot,
right?
With the running, what she was doing. So
yes.
Beth A's come on, and it's a different approach with the two Beths. They've both got different styles, but she's come on and done her job.